man darf mem chesam mit alef boi rapope chishev bechfinas k'toyres mal. If b'shas the chafina, b'shas the kain godol made chafina and the k'toyres, he was mechashev to be maktir the k'toyres the next day. So that means that he made the kain godol made the chafina yom kippurim, and b'shas chafina he was mechashev, but the haktara won't be yom kippur, the haktara will be tomorrow. Mi amrino. So lechayre, so if there's a psul machshove, so then the k'tayre should become psul. See later on at base, there's no chorus maybe if a person eats it, but it's psul minatayre. There's a psul machshove. Mi amrinen yalef meloy meloy mi minche. Do we make a gzeire shove from minche? Mahosam mahanye bo machshove. Just like by a minche, if a person is koimetz a minche, b'machshove to eat the shirayim, shaloi bismanoi, lemochal, so the din is that it is possible. Hochinami mahanye bo machshove, oiloi. That is the shail of the Gemara. Omar le Rav Shimi bar Ashi le Rav Pope, Toshma, so I'll bring you, I'll be patient to Shaila. Hoisef Rabbi Kive, a Mishnah in Idyas, Hasoiles, Vahaktoires, Valovoine, Vagecholim, Shimnogat Vuyoim Bemikzoson, Posal Eskulom. Rabbi Kive said, Ashtiktoire, that if you are Negea Lonos, Negea Ktoires, that if a tvul yoim touched k'tayres in a keili, so there's a din of tziruf keili and posel as kulam. There's a din by kochim, that there's a din that a kli mitzalf only is echot. The makor of this is from the posek kaf achas asorozov malaya k'tayres, kaf kol ma shebekaf nechshev ka'achas. The chiddush is that mean that let us be megashim the chiddush. A tvul yoim is a sheni letume. So he touches. Let's say k'tayres becomes posel, becomes a shlishi. So the one he touches is posel. But all the other particles of k'tayres he didn't touch. So it should be toher. Now there's a haloche of tziruf keili by k'tayres. Shimnogat v'yoyim b'mukzoson posel eskulon. So he said b'emes in two halachas. We'll see in the sugya as it progresses. One halacha that at v'yoyim pasels k'tayres, which is also a chiddush. And number two, there's a din of tziruf keili that the whole thing becomes posel. Kosal kedaitoch mide posel t'v'yoyim. So if at v'yoyim kin pasel k'tayres, Poslo nami line, so there'll be a psul of lina also, by k'toyres. Umidelina poslo, poslo nami machshove. And if there's a psul line, by k'toyres, so there'll be a psul machshove also. That is the sugya. Now, before we see Rashi and Tosfos, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, Ina Leyodi, I saw the Chidushi Agrach al Hashas, the Mevayer Agamore. And let us just say, he wants to say what's the Poshet Pshat in the Gemara. Then we'll see the Rishonim, we'll see if it stems with the Poshet Pshat. So Rab Chaim says as follows. The Rehitis Loshna Gemara was, Im K'toyres hu Chevtze, the shayich bo psul machshove. There's different dargis in kodesh. There's kedushas domim. There's kedushas aguf. There's kedushas akrove. There's different dargis. And the gemara shaila was k'tayres. Is k'tayres a chevtze that there's a psul machshove? Psul machshove we find by menoches. Psul machshove we find by kolbonis. That these are different types of kodesh. This is Ktoiris. This year, the Ktoiris we're speaking about Yamakta and the Macht and the Lufnai v'Lufnim. Is this such a article that is a psul machshav? That was the shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara was poishet the shaila. Now, the Gemara says, so the Gemara wanted the study of shaila is, how can you figure this out? I mean, if you learn Akzeira Shava, you learn out Meloi Meloi, so by Mincha, a Mincha is a psul machshav, by Mincha, a person is koimitz, a Mincha, manas loch, lechutz lezmanoi, so the Mincha is posel, that's pigul. So now we know. So if we learn the Gzeira Shavu, so the same halacha applies by Ktoiris. We don't learn the Gzeira Shavu, so then we don't have any makor that the halacha should apply. So we don't know. So the Gemara was poshet. I did find something. I found a metziah. Rabbi Kiva said that in Ktoiris, as is a psul tvul yoim and a psul lina. Now these psulim, the Gemara held, are only applicable if it has a Kedushas Kolben. If Ktoiris would not have a Kedushas Kolben, there wouldn't be a Psul in it. And there wouldn't be a Psul Tvulya. So since we see, the Gemara goes by Droge, since we see there is a Psul Tvulya, so Memela the Gemara builds, so then automatically there should be a Psul in it, because the Kedush, which is needed in order there should be a Psul Tvulya, so if it is this dog of Kodesh, some amel, there should be a psul lina. If there's a psul lina, some amel, there's a psul machshevas lina. That means, a psul lina means that if it will not be niktar hayoim, it will be posel. So now the Gemara helps, if I'm machashiv to be makterit in asman psul, will also be posel. That is the Gemara in a nutshell kipshuta. Now, let us see Rashi. Chishev b'chfinas k'toiris, b'shas d'chefine, he was machashav al menas lahaktira lemocha. He wanted to be makterit lemocha. What is the shayla? Miyalef meloi meloi mimincha. Mahosa mahanyi machshove b'kmitzosa. That means the machshove will passel. The Navgalon b'menoches, and how do you know by a mincha that there's a psul machshove? Because it says in the pasuk as follows: Zubizois ha'toira la'oila v'la'mincha la'zevach la'shlomim. So it says there's shlomim. Hukshu l'shlomim. So all these kolbones, oila, mincha, hukshu l'shlomim. The psul pigul is written in the Torah by shlomim. Mashlomim mefaglin umispaglin af mincha. Taisva says the loshim mefaglin mispaglin means that you're mefagl with the dam and the mincha, the shirayim, and the bosa becomes mispagl af mincha. By mincha is also the same thing. So I learned that by a mincha that the kmitzes, b'shas kmitzes a mincha, by mechashiv, to eat the shirayim, shaloi bezmano, it's possible. Vahochinami, so Mamela, if you learn out Meloi Meloi, Vahinami, Mahanyi Machshove, Bachfinoso, Oiloi. So now Rashi asks, Vahochelekelakshuye, Haino Hach, Kida Akshulael. So Bezoi, before we had said, we heard already the Shaila, so no Shaila, if you darshan Meloi Meloi. We cleared the Shaila, if you darshan Meloi Meloi, Legabi, if a Kli will help, Bachfine. That was the shaila. If you learn out from Bikumtza, you need dafke the koimitz, so you need dafke meloi chofnov. So that it's keilu. It says bichofnov. If you darshim meloi meloi, if you don't darshim meloi meloi, so meloi chofnov is good. I feel with a keili. That's the size of meloi chofnov. Frektach Rashi. So why didn't the Gemara ask on a puppet? Well, this is not a new shaila. This is an old shaila that we cloud already. So Rashi says, the Hanu Tavayu boy, before the two Shailas we had a Shaila, is it permissible to take a Keli Meloi Chofnov? Do you need Dafke, what is in Meloi Chofnov, or that which projects the from Beloy Chofnov, is that also good? So that was one Shaila. Do you learn out from, by Kaimet, just like Kaimet it says, Bikum Tzoy. So you learn out of Gzeira Shava, say here, Kilo, it says, Bichofnov. Dana Tavai Bova Havalu Bachataimet. Lasuye, the Sich Yitzhak is Moichik, the Habo, Bichofnov. The child was, do you bring the base of Bikumtsoi to Bichofno? Kidahosom Bikumtsoi. That was one child. Avalach milsachite. It's a different child in Gansen. Vinami leidosh exere shavalinim Bikumtsoi do medoshalinim achshav. This is a different child already. This is not you bring the base over here. This is a different, just like by Menoches, there's a psum achshav. So this is, it seems that you could, some halachas you can learn out from Exer Shava, some halachas you can't learn out from Exer Shava. So it could be Bekumtza you don't learn out, and a psum achshav you do learn out. So this is a new shaila. It's a brand new shaila. Do melo shalalin yom achshav. Poisel es kulo, shezuhi me'achas esrei mailet, shenemru b'chayim b'kaydish, Shakli mitzaref kolma shebesoicheli is ki'ilu noga bekuloi. So it's like when he touches one particle, it's like he touched the whole thing. Kosal kedaitoch mi de posel tvuyoi, almo kitcho akeli kidushes aguf. So we see the tvuyoi in pasel, so we see kitcho akeli kidushes aguf. So, but there's a kedushas aguf. So, see, there's a kedushas aguf. As poslo nami lina. So, there's a psulina also. But even the poslo lina. Poslo nami machsheves lina. Kshechishev laktira lemocha. So, that's the end. That's how the Gemara was poshed. Now, I have a difficulty in Rashi. Rashi weist doch eis, Almo kitcho hakeli kedushes aguf. So we see that if a tvuyo in pasels, so it sees that it gets a kedushes aguf from the keli. Now, when do you put the ktoires into the keli? You put the ktoires into the keli after the chafine. That's what we had in our Mishneh. Itzieloi es hakafes hamachte, and then after the chafine, chofan b'loy chofda v'nosel osei chakak. So the keli was put after the chafine. For Rashi weist doch ois, that when does it get the kedushas aguf, li posel b'tvul yoim, and b'line, and when it gets through the keli. So it seems the keli is mekadish the ktoiris. That then it gets a kedushas aguf, li posel b'tvul yoim. So l'choire, the machshove, the Machshava Livsa, that means he's Machashev before he had a Kedushas Aguf. He's Machashev B'Shas Chafina. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. B'Shas Chafina didn't have a Kedushas Aguf. No, he's Machashev to be Makterit after he'll get a Kedushas Aguf, Shaloi Bizmanoi. So, not knowing Kochim, L'chayre, there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Because b'shas, he's mechashev, it doesn't have a kedushas aguf. No, he's mechashev on a zman that'll have a kedushas aguf. L'chayre von Rashi, but that was always gewissen, that's no chesonim. That as long as he's mechashev to be makterit in a zman when it will have a kedushas aguf, so he's now a poysel. Lachsam etz amoyre de kechidush. I just saw the Mikdash David asks on this Rashi, so he says, so we see from the way Rashi learned Shat in the Gemara Shaila, that the Gemara had a Shaila, maybe it doesn't have a Kedushas Aguf. I mean, we found a Mishnah in Idyas that Rabbi Kiva said that a Tvul Yoim can passel Ktoiris. So Alma, also from Rabbi Kiva, we see Kitcha HaKeili Kedushas Aguf, that there is a Kedushas Aguf, some Amela for this we can build, so there's a Psul Tvul Yoim, so there's a Psul Lina, a Psul Masheves Lina. What if I would not know the Mishnah in Idias? So I'm up to a suffix, maybe it doesn't have a Kedushas Aguf. As he says from Rashi. Frank the Mikdash David, so he says, it's a Pele de Kizach. He says, if it doesn't have a, if the Keli does not give it a Kedushas Aguf, so how could you be Makta Kedushas Domim Lefnai V'Lefnim? He never heard of such a thing. You should do an avoide b'fnim with kedushas domim. There's no such thing. So he says, the Gemara held, if you'll say that the kaf does not give it a kedushas aguf, so the avoidis haktoires bebasachas is mekadosh, that the avoidis mekadosh it. So it begets a kedushas aguf, b'shas is makteret b'fnim. But before, it doesn't have a kedushas aguf. But we brought a raya from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says it's nifsal b'tful yoyim, and so we see already that the keli is mekadosh it a kedushas aguf. V'kashali, so now Rashi has a kasha on the Gemara. The shofke lemasnis in the mila. He says the Gemara had a shayla. The Gemara had a shayla. Now we understand the shayla a little bit. The Gemara had a shayla. Is there a kedushas aguf on k'toyres after chafinim or after kabbalas keli? The way Rashi seems to say that is a kedushas aguf liposel betvul yoyim. And if it, and then the Gemara said, if I know it's liposel betvul yoyim, Kasal Kadaitach is mean there's a svore, the Taishishanim says, and maybe it's not a muchach dik a svore, but the Gemara held, here, Argama held, it is a svore. That, if I can prove that it is a kedushas aguf liposel betvul yoyim, then it'll be nifsal beline, then it'll be nifsal b'marsheves line. For a trashi, there's a mishne me'ile. The snan bo behedye, ha-koimetz v'ha-ktoires, and again, on the bak-toires, u-minches kaihanim, mo'alin behen mishahukdishu. As soon as you're magdishit, it's a din mila. Hegdish, mila is totally filling kedushas domen. Kitshoi bekli, if there was niskadish bekeili, hukshiru liposel betful yoyim, b'machusa kipurim, u'beline. So there's an often a mishne in me'ile that is a psul line by k'toires mishukdish bekeili. An often a mishne in me'ile. In fact, Rashi bleibt bei der Kasha, which is rare. That Rashi says, Abizai doesn't understand our Gemara. The Gemara wanted to prove that there's a psulina. So we didn't find a Mishnah that is a psulina. We found a Mishnah that this is a psul tvoyoyim. So kosal kedaitach, so the Gemara says, no. So then we can build already. If there's a psul tvoyoyim, there's a psulina. I'm a male, there's a psul marshevis lina. So Rashi says, why do you have to go to Idyon? This is an often a Mishnah in Me'ila. That k'toyres mishakitche bekeili, there's a psulina. That's Rashi's kasha, and Rashi bleibt bei der kasha. Now, let us see Taisvus. Miyalef meloi meloi mehoso. Peirish Rashi. So Rashi says, u'mincha mispageles bekmitze. That a mincha is mispagel bekmitze di yalfa bekeishe mizoi sa teira lo oilo vila mincha. So we makish mincha te shlomim. Dukshu le shlomim she mefaglim u'mispaglim. V'tei moli. Faktoises am moire de kekash an rashi. Ve ha omrinon be peirik eiseu mekoimo, de dovo ha lomeid be hekesh ein echoizer o melamid be gzere shobe be kotshim. There's a klal in kotshim, that something that the whole halach is derived from a hekesh, it's not choizer melamid be gzere shobe. So memelus a toises has am moire de kekash, the whole mekoil, that is a psul, Marshove by Minche, you learn that from a Hekesh to Shlomim. And what's the shail of the Gemara? Do we dash in the Gzereshove or don't we dash in the Gzereshove? But the Chtaisa will is the Gzereshove. Adova halomed me Hekesh ain't the Chaisa malamed Gzereshove by Kotchim. So Mamele, you don't have any Makar whatsoever that there should be a Psul Marshove by Kteiris. That's Tais Viskash. Venira Lila Forish. Zaktaisvis, that I think a different shot in the Gemara, not the way Rashi says. The pshitelei de shayich ba pigel. Number one, not the Gemara shayla was. And the way we mentioned before, the way Rab Chaim wants to say pshat in the Gemara, does it have such a kedusha that it's a shayich that should be a psulina? That's not the shayla. The pshitelei de shayich ba pigel. It's poshe that is a din pigel. And when could you be mefagel balichoso? If you want to b'shas heiloche, you could be mefagel. Heiloche is an avoide that you could be mefagel b'shas aloche. And you could be also mefagel ubahaktoroso leman di omar b'minche haktore mefageles haktore. For there's a man diyoma that means k'teiris shal yema kippurim is a very interesting. It's different than a poshet a minche. By a kmitza of a minche or by zrike of dam. So you have here the dam is the matir. So b'shas avoides ha matir you machashev to you'll use it shalay bismane. You'll eat it shalay bismane. That's the normal tzir of pigle. Or by a minche b'shas kemitza, which that is the matter of the shirayim, you mechashev, you lead the shirayim shalei bismani. That's a normal tzir of pigle. But emerson, by chafine, let's forget about chafine a minute. So Taisa says, by haktore, let's say if you'll be makter a chelik of the maloi chofnov, b'machshove to be makter the other chaylik chutz l'zmanay. That means the kohen gadol in kodesh kadoshim, he has to go with him, he poured on the gecholim, he poured on the malei chofnov. So he's pouring on half of the malei chofnov, and the gecholim. Then he decides, you know, the other half I'm going to do tomorrow. Not today, tomorrow's another day. We'll make the Gemar HaKtore tomorrow. So Emerson, this is a very modern type of mafagel over here. There's no matter, not half of the Ktore is a matter of the other half of the Ktore. It's a psazoi. Peshas and the Avoidus HaKtore, you mechashiv, that the Gemar Avoide you'll do another day. So Taisu says there's a man diyoma, I think this man diyoma speaking about Minchas Koyanim, that a Minchas Koyanim which Kulei Kolu, that also he holds that a person can be mechashev be'emtza haktore that he'll be makter the other half tomorrow, and it's mefagel the other half. Ubaktarosel aman diyoma be'mincha haktore mefagelos haktore be'peretz hakay betzuta. Even the chol hani avoidos, all heiloche is an avoide, haktore is an avoide. Domu legamri lavoides haminche. So it's similar to haminche. So Taisus just said a mouthful. Then Taisus is going to explain how Taisus knows this. But Taisus said a mouthful as follows. Taisus said that the Gemara was poshet by Ktoiris. That just like by minche, Bishas one does an avoide, a genuine avoide, it could be mefagel the minche. So the Gemara knew before anything, if a one does a genuine avoide by k'teires, and a genuine avoide includes heiloches haktoires, a genuine avoide includes haktoires haktoires, if it'll zichet is a din pigel. That the Gemara knew. Rapapa knew this, where there's no suffix about that. Now, so now Taisus is going to start explaining himself. Let's see, how do you figure this out? If the Gemara says that the whole Mekor of Minche, that is a dim pigle because it's hukish l'shlomim. Rashi b'dana Gemara. So how do you know k'teiris? K'teiris is not hukish. So he says it is hukish. A kosav bosor kro, the v'zoi sa teire, this posik, that a v'zoi sa teire, which it says that the Minche and Shlomim, the next pasuk says, "B'yoyim tzavoysoy es b'nei Yisrael lahakriv es kol b'nei." That's the next pasuk. "V'darshinim minei lahakriv es kol b'nei em ze b'choyr, meiser u'pesach, v'chol midi d'shayich b'yakrovim." So the next pasuk speaks about all other kabonis besides those which were previously mentioned: pesach, b'choyr, meiser, v'aktore, and it's also marba of k'tore. So the next posik, which speaks about the din that akrov has to be bayoyim, the next posik includes all other kabonis which were as yet not mentioned. So we are masmech the next posik to the previous posik. So makish that to shlomim. So just like shlomim, there's a din pigul, so there's a din pigul by pesach and by maaser and by pchay and by k'teiris also. That's that. From this, from that what it says in the posik, lahakriv es kol boneim, I marbe luk shemin shal metzoyre, that also has dinim of kolbonis. The muchach beperek hakoimetz rabbe, the gemara says in hakoimetz rabbe, the beinon lishmoi, b'shas the koyin is maze, the look shemen, it has to be lishmoi. V'shoal horav rebbe yontev hakodesh, esritzvo minono. So he saw this gemara menoches, that you need lishmoi. So yes, the Ritzvo, where's the Makar you need Lishma by Luk Shem and Shal Mitzayra? The Heishiv Loi, so the Ritzvo told him, Mi biyoim tzavoy soy lahakriv eskol boneim. This posik, the second posik, lahakriv eskol boneim, navke. So me meila, they're all the kabonas okish. The yanami hikri kolb, so the Luk Shem and Shal Mitzayra is also called a kolb. Kedersi vehikriv oisoy la osham ve'es loiga shaman. So it says vehikriv by the loiga shaman. Rashine beperik beishamai kol kolbonom lerabois loik shaman shal metzaire. So you see that loik shaman is called a kol. Kolshken keteiris. The ihu gufe krevo leishim. So if the loik shaman is called a kol, so Ktoiris is ich called a kolb. Because of a loshen aktor. So period. So memele, so we have the next posik, it includes all kabonis which were not previously mentioned. And we learn out that, that these kabonis are the same halach of the previous posik. So if the previous posik is, there's a din of shlav shlomim, there's a din pigel by shlomim, so there's a din pigel by pesach, maisa, b'cher, and k'tayres. Aye. So what's the shayla of the gemara? What's the proper shayla? So it sounds as the poshet. Lemi boi lei hoche elo ich shiva chafina avoide. Now this was the shayla. The shayla was, you have to be mefagel b'shas an avoide. So he wanted to know, is chafina avoide kemoi kemitze? Is chafina avoide like kemitze? The bekemitze pshit alon do hi avoide. Kemitze zicha an avoide. O mefaglim bo, is a din pigel kemoi b'shchite. B'zevach. Kemitze is similar to shchite. Shahashchite, now here Tosha says, amoyre dikalomdis. Shahashchite by a kolben, he mafreshes chelek gavoya hadam mi chelek hedyek. The shchite is the process that separates the chelek gavoya. That's an avoide, even though it's kosher bezor. But al kaponim, the avoide shchite is that is separating the chelek gavoya from the chelek hedyek. That's the avoides hashchite. Kach kmitze mafreshes akoymetz min hamoisa. The same thing. You have a minche, so the kmitze, that's the chelek gavoya, that you'll be maktir le gavoya. And the shirayim is, so the kmitze has a tremendous similarity to shchita. Agav ulche, the Taisus Yeshanim brought before on the previous Gemara, he says that the Dalet Avoides of a Minche are similar to the Dalet Avoides of a Zevach. That means, by a Minche, by a Zevach, you make Shchite, and then you make, after the Shchite, so the Pula of Shchite is separating the Dam from the Behemoth, and after the Shchite, you make Kabbalah B'Klishores. You mekadish the Dam. That means first you are mafreshit, then you mekadish a biklishos. That's the Kabbalah. Then you make Eloche, and then you make Zrike. By Kmitze, first you're mafresh the Kmitze from the Minche. That's not Roshe. Then it needs Kedushas Klishoris. We learned that yesterday. You have to take the Kaimitz and put it into Klishoris. That's equivalent to Kabbalah. Then later you make Eloche and Aktore. So the four avoiders of a minche are similar to the four avoides of a zevach. And the Taisus Yishanim explains beautifully, that was the shayla of the Gemara we learned yesterday. By chafine, you don't have a klishores. That means the avoides achfine stops over there. So there the Gemara klal the shayla, is chafine equivalent to a klishores, or chafine is equivalent to a tzavo behemet. That means the Gemara klal this one step By chafine, that we're missing one step. You're not mekadish the chafine in a klisharis. We'll see later. Even though you put in takav. But al kaponim, you're not mekadish the chafine in a klisharis. So chafine is a pesandosh. Okay. Al kaponim, so Taisva says, so al kaponim, the an avoide, the first avoide of a korban is shchite by a zevach, which that is the hafroshas, chelik gavoya me'achelik edit. Temitze by a minch is also the same process of afroshes to chelik gavoya me'achelik edit. Avo b'chafine lo shayich lemei mohi. B'chafine you can't say this. Tafilu mashe nisha b'machto, because that what's left over in the machte, hu chelik gavoya. That's also chelik gavoya. What are you going to do with the rest of the ketores? It will be used. So here, this is not called an avoid. There is no hafroshe mechelik gavoya mechelik edyet. Everything is chelik gavoya. This will also be chelik gavoya. This I'm going to use now. This I'll use tomorrow. Next year Yom Kippur. Whatever it is, there's no hafroshe. So this is not called an avoid. The avoid is hashchita. The avoid is hakmitza is. The afroshim chela gavoy mechela kedit. Here there's no afroshim chela gavoy. Everything is a little gavoy. This I'm going to use today. This I'll use next Yom Kippur. Some email it. So it's not an avoider. So if it's not an avoider, you can be mefadl. You only can be mefadl by an avoider. That's what Taisa said before. By Heiloche, by Haktore, which is an avoider. Pashtetzer, it can be mefadl. But the Gemara Reshaila, but who says that Chafina is an avoider? Because it doesn't do what Kemitza does and what Shchita does. Avo mesavkele igoma meloi meloi. But if you learn meloi meloi, so then it says meloi chafna. It says meloi kumtsoi. So the pasuk says that the meloi chafna is the same thing, the meloi kumtsoi. So just like the maisa kmitzi, you could be mefagel, give me mefagel with the maisa chafina. That's if you dash in the gzeira shava. You don't dash in the gzeira shava is nicht. I lie. That was the shaila. So Taisva says a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. Not the shaila of the Gemara was, not the shaila of the Gemara was, does Ktoires have a Kedushas Aguf, which is nitvas by a psul pigul, a psul machshove? Tzich is a Kedushas Aguf. The shaila is avoidas chafina and avoide. You have to be mefagel b'shas avoides, avoidas chafina and avoide. So before we go further, let's look at the Gemara. But v'an oylem choshech badeinu. So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara says that since we learned, Rabbi Kiva said that by ktoires it's nifsel betvul yoyim. Nifsel betvul yoyim. So it's nifsel. Since it's nifsel betvul yoyim, so it's nifsel belina. It's nifsel belina. It's nifsel b'machsheves lina. Beautiful. I knew this in to begin with. I knew this all along. But I'm claiming a different shayla. I'm claiming a shayla. It's chafina avoided. So bring to me a raya that he brings a raya that ktayres is a psul tvuyayim, is a psul lina, there's a machsheves lina. Wonderful. I knew this all. But how is he pushing to shayla? It's the chashrek. Now let's see the last line of Taisus. But Taisus doesn't leave us dancing in the luften. Poshit Rav Shimi bar Ashi. Mide posla bo line, posla bo machshove, kechol avoide, shehiske klo hakosu, im kein bechafine, nami posla bo machshove. Now we have to understand what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is mamish sisrei teire. What, Taisvis, that's what Taisvis had to say a whole line over here to explain the Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't stim. It's Baruch Hashem, I mentioned before, I found Rab Chaim, and Rab Chaim had the same problem with the Rambam. So, Memele, what Rab Chaim did with the Rambam, Lochere, that is Pshat and Taisvus. The Rambam says as follows, Chafinas Ktoires Avoidehi. Chafine is an Avoide. Lefikach HaMechashe B'Shas Avoide, Machshove Psulo Poislo. If it's an Avoide, Machshava psula poisa. So see klo from the Rambam, that was the shakla v'tai in the Gemara, Is chafina avoide? Is it not an avoide? And the Rambam says chafina is avoide. So my mail, what's an avoide? So a machshove psulo will be pasal b'shas avoide. So Rab Chaim asked on the Rambam, how did the Rambam learn pshat in our Gemara? Our Gemara is talking about something else. Be the tvoyoyim pois, the lina pois, the machshavus lina pois. So Rab Chaim says, he says pshat in the Taisvis and Shvuas, he says as follows, that the psul Lamaisa, they were, we'll see later, the Bishas, they made the Keteris and the Machteshes. It says in the Mishnah that it says it's a psul tful yoyim. After there was the Machteshes, it's a psul tful yoyim. But there's no psulina. The psulina comes later. So Rab Chaim is Mevayer, as follows, that Reb Chaim is Mavaya, that when they made the Keteris, the Keteris is oimed to be makter, but there's no psulina because there's no din hakrova hayoim. That means this Keteris. The whole psulina is if something should be nikrav today. So then, if it was not Nikrav today, so there's a psul lina. When they made the Keteris for the whole year, there was nothing, there's no psul lina because it doesn't have to be Nikrav. This is the whole year's Keteris. There's no psul lina. What creates the psul lina? The Chafina creates the psul lina. That means the Kohen Gadol, you have a lot of Keteris. Shloisha monim yaseirin. Three monim. It doesn't so. These three monim, which were made a year ago, so these three monim, there was no din that you have to be makter them. I mean, when they were made, it comes Yom Kippurim. So the Kohen Gadol makes chafine, and his chafine is mevayer that is meloy chofno of this din hakrov. And this the keteris which is in his meloy chofno, this keteris has to be niktar today. So the Kedushas Kolbin, it gets al yedei chafinoso. That means the chafine, the avoidas hachfine, gives it a Kedushas HaKolbin. Till the chafine doesn't have a Kedushas HaKrove. So if it doesn't have Kedushas HaKrove, so there's no psuline, there's no psul machshevesline. But the psuline, and the psul tvul yoyim, Rab Chaim learns pshat, not the kli gives it a psul tvul yoyim. The chafine gives it a psul tvul yoyim. And the chafine gives it a psulina. So memele, so that's a raya, if the keteris gets a kedushis haguf through the avoides achfines of, it's a raya that the chafine is a shem avoide. Because if it wouldn't be avoided, it wouldn't get a Kedushas HaGuf through the Chafine. So that is Pshat in the Gemara. That's how Rab Chaim says Pshat in the Rambam. That the emissin, the Kedushas HaGuf, what it gets is through the Avoides HaChafine. So we see that Chafine is an Avoide. So Chafine is Avoide, so one can be Mefagel B'Shas Chafine. That is how Rab Chaim says Pshat according to the Rambam. And Dach Sechmir, that is what Taisvis is saying. Uposhet Rav Simi Barashi, Mide Posla Boline, since now there's a Psuline after the Chafine, Posla Bo Marshove Kechol Avoide, this like any other Avoide, Shehiski Kloa Kosov, because the Posik says you need Chafine in order to make it a Kedushas HaGuf. Vim Kein Bachfine Nami, Posla Bo Marshove. Sheiski kloa kosov, that means you need this to give it a kedushas akrova, give it a kedushas kolbim. So memele, it's an avoide like any other avoide, and therefore there's a psul machshav. Now let me just ask one ha'ore, and that will put on hold till we see the next places. The L'chayr, Rab Chaim says, zichet, that's pshat in Rambam. L'chayr, that's pshat in Taisvis also. Aber Rav Chaim says that the whole psul tvul yoin, the psuline comes with the chvina. So it's a raya that the chvina is called an avoda. I mean, who says that the chvina gave it the psul? Here we're speaking about, it was in the kli already, because here we're speaking about tziruf. L'chayre the din tziruf is zicha when it came into a kli. This is talking about after it wasn't the kaf. So shimnogat fu yom b'mitzos and posel askulum, this is a din that a kli mitzaref. So now it's in the kaf already. So what is the raya that the chvina gave it a kedushas kli? A kedushas aguf? Maybe the kli gives it a kedushas. Kedushas guf. Rashi said that lamaisa. Alma kitsha hakli kedushas haguf. That's what Rashi said. Rashi lamshat. And Rabbi Kiva is speaking about when it's in the keli already. Rav Chaim says that the Rambam lamshat that the chvina gives it already. Very good. You're entitled to your opinion. But the Baraisa is not speaking about that. The Baraisa Lachaira is speaking about when it was in the clear already. So what's the right that the Chvin is make? Gives it a Kedusha Saguf? Maybe the Chvin is not an Avoid and it gets the Kedusha Saguf when you put it into the car. So Lachaira, that is a Ha'ore. Let us wait till the next Taisus. Often will be for infant with the next Taisus. Mid Apostle bought for Yoim, Apostle Bolina. Taina. Al Kaponim, our Gemara says a formula. Our Gemara says that if it has a Kedushas Haguf, that it will Yoim will Pasol, so that's also a Kedushas Haguf, that's Nifsal Belina. Tema, Ha'oma Beperikama de Shvuas, Nitna Le Marteshes, when they put the Kteiris in the Marteshes, and they ground the Kteiris, Nifsala Betful Yoim. So it's very absolute for Yoim, Bemarteshes. Velohi lay posla bolina. There's no psulina. Shreha yamasha no yisakola shana kula. So you see this formula, me the posla, it could have a kedusha, lay posla betful yoim, and it's not nifsal bolina. Yeshloima ohu psula de posla betful yoim ene elami da rabbonim. This is a psul da rabbonim. Lohi lay posla bolina. That's why there's no psulina. Fine, okay, so that means when there's a deraisa de kipsul of tvul yoin, automatically there has to be a psul of lina. And there it's a rabbonic kipsul of tvul yoin. Hiksharash, amai maisi midiyuke midiposl bo tvul yoin, posl bo lina. Why did the Gemara have to make a psadiyuk? Rabbi Kiva said there's a psul tvul yoin. The Gemara made a dik, oh, there's a psul yoin, there's a psul lina, there's a psul machshavas lina. Laisi mi mas nisin de peg beis de mila, there's enough in the Mishnah, there's a psulin, the diktoni behed ye, hakoi mitzvah levoine va haktoires, minches kahanim, minches koyin meshuach, minches nesochim, mayalim behem isha hukdushu. Negei alonu, haktoires, as soon as you magdish the ktoires, there's a kdushas domim, and there's a din meila. Kitchai bekeili, and now you makadish the ktoires bekeili, so that was Rashi's kashem. So Rashi said, there's an off in the Mishnah that kitche bekeili is a psulin. V'lo tiret. So why didn't he bring this Mishnah? Now, according to Tosfos, the kashe is not Ramazei kashe. Why didn't he bring the Mishnah? The Mishnah is the Chastire. I mean, we said, Rav Chaim said Pshat, that the whole Kedusha of the Ketores comes with the Chafina. That was the whole Raya. If the Chafina is Mekadosh the Ketores, that it has a Kedusha's Kod, Meliposel, Betvoyayim, Melina, so you see Chafina's Navoide. This Mishnah says Fakir. This Mishnah says that the Keli is Mekadosh. I mean, it's so Lachere, it's not only why didn't the Gemara bring enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Taitach Fakir for the ganze Shtik Teire. Beloy tirets. The riva tirets. And the riva said a tirets as follows. Tahida hosam ikal amayim. He says that Mishnah Me'ila that says that k'teires has a k'dushas aguf that's nifsal b'tvoyayim abalina the airi b'k'teires t'chol ashona. They're speaking about k'teires of the whole year. The chashiva kiddush klidido, that's a choshev kiddush keili, lafsule b'tvoyayim Uchusakipurim, Ubelino. That's it. It needs Kedushas Klishoris, and Mamela, the Klishoris is Makadisha. Midiktoni, it says there in the Mishnah, Kitshoi Bekeli. Al Medairi Bahi Shetzricha Keli. It's talking about Ktoiris that needs a Keli. Kedei Lekatsho Kiddush Gomo. It gets a Kedushas Aguf, the Ktoiris, Shebechol Yoim, Pras Peshachis, Pras Ben Abayim. There was no chin over there. There was a Kedushas Keli. They put in the Klishoris and that they brought into the Eichel. Avo Ktoiris, the Yoim Akipurim, Avo the Ktoiris of Yoim Kippur, the Lech Shiva, Kiddush Kli Dido. But the Kiddush Keli of Ktoiris, Yoim Kippur, that's not Choshev, that's Mekadishim. The Minadin have a long lemeim meshaloi tehebikli. The Gemara in the beginning of the Perek says, why do you need a kli? It says, meloi chofma vehevi. He filled up his hands. Let him go into the Kodesh Kadoshim with his hand, with. It says, meloi chofma vehevi. So the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek had asked, let him go into the lifnim with meloi chofma. Why do you bring a kafin ganzen? So the Gemara says, but it's impossible. He has to go in once, and he has to carry the machte, and he'll have a problem carrying the machte and the k'teiris together. So our koch has to put in the kaf. So the necessity of a kaf is not because the k'teiris needs a kaf. The necessity of the kaf is because the kohen gadol needs a kaf to bring it in. That's the tzairich of the kaf. Ela mishum de layev shekedam alel is aime de laytipsu belina bikdushes kli didos. I'll tell you, you know that kli, what the ktoiris of Yom Kippur is put into, that's not mekadeshi. The behi vadi lay airi hosam. The mission in Meile that says that kitchoy bikli is nivsal betvuyayim belina. The mashmish and oisim oisim bekli, kidei lekatsha bekli. The Mishnah is speaking about that he was mekadeshit nakli, that you need the kli, kidei lekatsha. Vehidi yom kippur meinikain. By yom kippur, it's not pshat that you're putting it into a keli, kidei lekatsha. The other rabbi, the tvei have a odiv belikli, it would be better without a kli. Ela mishum deleyevsha, it's impossible to bring it in. So Memele, that Mishnah, so he says, Amoyim de Keteret, some Rashi's Kashe, the Mishnah in Meile speaking about the Keteret Shebechol Yoim, that Keteret needs Kedushas Kli, and that in the Fakert, the Keli is Mekadish. But the Keteret of Yoim HaKippurim does not need a Kedushas Kli, he doesn't need the Kli. Don't need the Kli to be Mekadishit. So if you don't need the Kli to be Mekadishit, the Kli won't be Mekadishit. So could be there's no Psult v'l'yoy. Fakert. The Mishnah Mili says, Davka kitcha b'kli, it's nivsal b'tvul'yoyim. And here you don't need a keli to be mekadishit, so it won't be nivsal b'tvul'yoyim. So how did the Gemara know that Rabbi Kiva is speaking about the k'teiris of Yom HaKippurim? Maybe he's also speaking about the k'teiris of Chol HaShoneh. Es aber bahoche meise reihe schape mit de tonik teure stomme bechol mine teures eire. If there's a difference between one teures and another teures, Rabbi Kiva should not have said that a teures not given between yoim nifsel kulam. Say what kind of teures, don't say teures. So from Rabbi Kiva weiss doch ois, that the teures shayem akipurim is also niskadish. What's mekadish etake? The chafin is mekadish. So memela, that is pshat, I asked before, when according to Rabbi Chaim, according to Taisus, what's the rai that the chafin is mekadish? Maybe the keli is mekadish. So here, l'cher Taisus said, klal the sod, the keli is not mekadish. Because you don't need a keli to be mekadish. So kolchach, the chafin is mekadish. You see, the chafin is an avoidim. Inami oimari. So that's a teretz and Rashi's kasha, and that's how the Gemara flows. Inami oimari, the mehilak alameidik mit the poslabo line, poslabo machshove. From Yene Mishne, the dulma line loy poslabo elamidarabona. That Mishne in Meile, that it says there's a psuline, could just like we basically started off by saying, the Gemara in Shavuos says there's a psul tvul yoin by machteshes. So Taisa says, yeah, that's midarabonam. So now, so because they says Takasha, that we have a formula, whenever there's absolute for Yem, there's absolina, and by Nitna b'machteshes, there's no absolina. So Taisa says it's possible me the Rabbana. So Taisa says, if you would have brought that Mishnah that says that there's absolina, I would say it's possible me the Rabbana. Fact of Taisa is a lesson. You can't say the Rabbana, because let's look further. The Mishnah says possible, but for Yom, Balina, and it says, V'avagav Zektoni, Seifa, V'chayiv Aleya Mishim Noisa V'tomei. So Chayiv I say, it's Minatayre. No, I don't mean be the Rabbana. Chayiv also can be the Rabbana. Kedisnan beperik omruloi, Ochal oichlim tmeim, Vishoso mashkin tmeim, Venichnas lemigdosh, Chayiv. So it says that he's Chayiv. Afapish the psul gviya havam mid rabon, kedisa beperik basra de yume. To eat oichlim tmeim and mashkin tmeim is only a tumid rabon. And he's Chayiv. So kocha, the Mishnah could say Chayiv. And it could mean midarabonon. So the chayiv, a chayiv, a noiser, and tom is also midarabonon. So Mamela, that's why we'll see soon. How do you know that the barabakibis means it's the raisa? That we'll see soon. So let's see the bach skills. Avalochid daik shape. But from Abakiva we see it's a deraisa. Why? Be the possible to yom de reise. Here it says it is absolute to yom de reise. Possible in the marshal and ami de reise. And everything is a de reise. Be the rabbonon, if the whole thing would be a de rabbonon, they have a machmeri kuli high de letame afule de tsirov. That means Rabbi Kivi said a chidish, that a tvu yom passels kuloi. Rabbi Kivi said two chidushim over here. One chiddush, he says that tvul yoyim pasels the ktayres. Chiddush number two, he said that it's paisel kulay. So the second chiddush, he says, is a dinsir of that a kli mitzalfam. This chumra of a kli mitzalfam, a bekiva would have never said if it's a tumid rabon. So if it's a psul the rabonam, then there would never be a dinsir of. So whatever he touched would become possible. But not to pasel the whole ktayres. And if he pasels the whole ktayres with a dinsir of paisel, it's a psul the araisa. Oh! It's absolute deraisa. So Agamora, Teiskev, it's Rabbi Kiva, we see it. Possible to Yamina Teiris, possible Lina, possible Marshebis Lina. Zuk Teiskev's weiter. Behiksha Ritzvo, Vashkechon Tziruf Kli Bemilse de Rabon. He says, what are you telling me? And you saw it. That by a tumid, the rabbon, there's no din of tziruf kli. So this is, I found this a din tziruf kli by the rabbon. The toni reisha ben meseches idis, the reisha of this mission idis said is a heyed rabbi Yeshua ben seire, al eifa chatos, shenoga tomei ben miktosai, timei eskule, avagav the eifa chatos ein lei tumidi reise. Eifa chatos doesn't have a din tumidi reise. Vimishum chibes hakoidish, holei shaychebo, kshenase seife, kinemashmev soif perik hatcheles, gabi valaporesh loyi ma'alim ba'afro, so in that sugi of aistachois, that there's no din chibes hakoidish, by eifer, so akochach this whole din tumi is at the rabbono, and it says eifer chates, nogatomi b'miktsosoi, Timei es kuloi. So you see, this whole shtick teir is not teis gehalten. There's a din tziruf afele bei tumme der Rabbona. So teis ves, mio yechilne lishnuye ataya teretz. That's true. Den hei de betomei gozro Rabbona. If a person is tomei, this taki you're right. So they made a tumme der Rabbona al kuloi. There's a din tziruf taki mit der Rabbona. Aber betful yoim. The klisha to mosoi lehave gazrina. But a tvul yoim, which is klisha to mosoi, this is a tvul yoim, that lehave gazrina. So memele, so we're back with this teretz, we're back with the old teretz. That Rabbi Kiva said that by a tvul yoim is a psul tziruf, so you have a tume klusha, and there's a din tziruf. This would only apply if it's a din diereise. Then there's a din tziruf. It'll be a din the rabbonon, the rabbonon would never be machme so much. But other rabbi, and now the Taisu says, the Maram Rutenberg says, yeshraye misham. I have a raya from that mishnah that I'm telling you the emissary teres. Bidiktoni bereish gabi eifachat. He says, let's look, this is a mishnah in Idias. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir al eifachatos. By eifachat, it says tome. It says a tome sheno gabi mikzos etime eskula. Or beseir vektoni tvu yoim. And when it comes to Ktoiris, it says Tvu Yoim. So why did he change the story? If he's telling us that it's a Din Siruf, so why by Eifer Chatos he said Tomei Shenoga? And why by Ktoiris did he say a Tvu Yoim Shenoga? Okay, but let me be consistent. Let me say both by a Tvu Yoim. So Akoche, he says, no, as a Raya, my Teretz is a Teretz. That by Eifachato, since the whole thing is only a Tumah Derabbanan, they never would have been Machma by Tvul Yoy. To make a Tvul Yoy, which is a Tumah Klush and a Tziruf, Azei Vaitzichanish. So that's why he said Tome, over here it says, by Ktairis it says, that what a Tvul Yoy, Poisalas Kuloy, a Koch that has to be a Deraisa. And one of the chayinim is Moira, and he brought a raya. He says, first of all, he has the kasha from the Mishnah that you see there's a din sirif of by a tumah darabonon. He says, no, I brought a raya, dafka by tumah and not by tvuyim. Or else by both, he should say tvuyim. So someone asks a kasha on Taisvis, a tvuyim is kasha bepore. He couldn't say tvuyim over there. Because we hear that tvuyim is kasha bepore. So I say that tvuyim won't pass. But not, it's not a raya to your shtik teire that by Tzirub Terabonon, there was not getting it on by Tfuya. Al-Kaponim, but that's what Taisvus says. Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Avram meforish tohochidayik. When Yitzchak ben Avram is meforish tohochidayik. Midepossel beit vuyoim al yedei Tzirub. The raya, that the apostle beit vuyoyim ayidei tziruf. Shma mino de tzorich lekeili. So the Morei Mesoda says pshat in Rabbein Yitzchak ben Avraham. Rabbein Yitzchak ben Avraham held that was there's a Gemara in Chagiga that says the whole din tziruf keili min atayre for sure is when it's tzorich lekeili. So what does Tzorich Lekeili mean? So the Morei Mesoda says that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham learned Tzorich Lekeili means you need the Tzorich Lekeili Lekatshoi. If you need the Keili to be Mekadish, the Dovo Shanitim Bekeili, so then there's a Din Tziruf. So then it is Mitzaref Masha Besoich. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avraham before Shtochidak, mid Apostle Beit, who Yoimayidei Tziruf, here it says it's a Psal Tziruf. Shma mino de tzorich lekeili lekatsho. So you need the keili to be mekadeshit. Ni loy tzorich lekeili. If you would need the keili to be mekadeshit, loy hoya kli mitzal, for then the keili would not be mitzal, kadisa bepeg bascha de chagigim. Va'avol gab some emele, so you see, you need a keili to be mekadeshit. So if you need a keili to be mekadeshet, zet mendoch hazvos, that it gets a kedusha from the keili. So it gets a kedusha sagu from the keili. So if that's a kedusha sagu from the keili, so that's why it is nifsel betful yayim. Min ha-toyre. Va'ava gav domachosom da'ava da'rabonon. Ay, the Gemara says, this is a din tziruf mi da'rabonon. Chagoyin she'tzovri agabi katav la'ayo. Uderai se yeshlei teich davke. I think Gemara says that there's a din tziruf midrabonon. That if a person was metzaver and a kataflayu, which is a type of a keli without a base kibble. Uderai se yeshlei teich davke. But also rabonon vegozra filu ein lei teich. So Taisu says, Hainu da osa da ein lei teich ki yeshlei teich. The Gemara says over there, if something does not have a teich, so they gave it a din ki yesh leitoich. Avoloi also ein leitoich yoysa choshev mi yesh leitoich. Loilam tzorich likli beinam. The only darabonon was, if it's tzorich likli mi darabonon, even though it's ein leitoich, so that's similar to yesh leitoich. But tzorich likli you need. Vekiven the tzorich likli, so since we see that it needs the kli to be mekadeshit, is vosla bolina di eraisa. So then there's a psulina di eraisa. Everything that needs a kedushas kli shoris, automatically there's a psulina. Kedama beperek atcheles, al machvas b'shemen, the Gemara, the Gemara ends after the Pasuk, a machvas b'shemen, melamed shetu nekeli. The Pasuk says it needs a machvas, it needs a kli shoris. The of yelo me'esmol, and since it needs a kli shoris, if selelo b'line. So me'mele, that's a Gemara. So the Gemara says, that's a yesod. If you need a kedushas kli shoris lekatsho, then automatically it gets a kedushas aguf, and then it's posel b'line. But even the posel bo di yeraise, posel bo machshovim. So that's why the Gemara did not bring down from the Mishnah Mila Rashi's Kasha. Have a diktoni kitcha bikli. Have a mina midarabona. I would say that's only kitcha midarabona. It's not a kiddush mina teure. But after gav, the Taisus tachsiv kaf achas. The Taisus, I can say it's a darabonon. The whole din tzir, the it says kaf achas. So it sees that it seems about ktoires is a kiddushes kli midaraisa. I would say that Kteiras does not need a keli, and there it was a rosho. Inami mishum deloy kosa veloshin tzivu. I have a mina deinet tuni keli. So that's why he brought. That's why he brought Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said that since it's a din tziruv, so the tziruv is only if it needs a keli. So we see it needs a keli. So something that needs a klisharis, then there's a psulina mina teira.